Hi everyone, Sanemian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Robert, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sanemian, you've heard some of these stories, but I thought it would be interesting as a topic for the guys out there if you decide to use it. I'm a single successful guy in MGTOW, and it's allowed me to pay off my house, pay off my car, and I'm on the path to early retirement. At work, I seem to be attracting an endless supply of post-wall single mommies looking to glom on me. Thanks to MGTOW, there's no way I would actually put my Benjamins in jeopardy by messing around with any of them. They don't expect a guy to have the red pill knowledge, and it all comes down to some kind of con game that they're trying to pull on unsuspecting victims. Here are five different examples I'd like to share. Number one, Caucasian. She was flirting and telling me how her boobs looked like a certain Playboy model's, which I'd find believable about 10 years ago, but her weight fluctuates all over the place. She didn't know that all the females at work had spread the news that she was scheduled to be married to another guy in only 3 months. Classic monkey branching. She's now married to this guy and is as big as the side of a house. Poor bastard. Number two, Caucasian. Disappeared from work. We rarely interacted and I got a random email out of nowhere from her last year, saying that she'd taken the breakup with her boyfriend hard and had been in drug rehab. She's a single mommy now and is getting her life together. I just told her, good for you. She used to brag about her backstage shenanigans. I'm betting that she's been banged by every member of a certain industrial band. She's looking pretty rough now too. Number three, Asian. Keeps coming to meetings I'm at and starts flirting. Is a tiny Asian girl but got Dolly Parton-sized implants to stay competitive in the sexual marketplace and snag her man. She also cut her hair super short, which creates an odd overall look. But I heard her husband left her because she's crazy. Which I believe. Number four, Asian. Keeps sitting near me at lunch trying to get a conversation going. Keeps telling me I seem like someone with a good heart. Of course she means sucker. She's stunningly attractive but not without her makeup. Has yet to mention that she has a kid. She doesn't realize all the women at work have already spread the news that she has a kid. I had a dream about marrying her. I had crafted a gleaming ship to get around in a hostile universe and she was underneath trying to steal the engine. There's no way I'd put myself in such a potentially unwinnable Kobayashi Maru situation by marrying her and then losing everything. Number five, a guy at work was letting his girlfriend live with him. She had six kids by four different daddies. She had druggy paranoia and was constantly calling him at work, saying someone was following her from Costco. One day he says, my girlfriend and I are talking and we're wondering if you wanted one of our kids. I feel sorry for the kids, but no way I'm going to get involved in that train wreck. Cheers. Well, Rob, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Before I get to it, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the single mom and her pet sim trying to get Rob to become a cuck and adopt one of their children clown world show. Rob, if you want to put that couple into an unwinnable situation, then ask for the kid that's their favorite and watch her freak out. If they offer that kid to you, then politely decline and say that you've changed your mind. What are they supposed to do? Bad-mouthing you for refusing to adopt one of their children. Even Jerry Springer wouldn't have people that messed up on his show. So you're in high demand as a man. Women find you attractive. As for the other four examples of women that wanted you, the first story was from a woman that was obviously offering for you to check the saggy puppies on her chest. You mentioned that she had weight issues, and those are the types of women that tend to blimp up once they get into relationships. She's already in one, so losing weight for a while is her attempt to appear more appealing to other men instead of the man that she's married to. You know the marriage is doomed to fail. There might be a child or two from that coupling, but I guarantee that within 5 to 10 years she's going to be onto someone else, and she'll probably still be sharing that story about her Playboy boobs. Then again, she might just be pretending to get you to be interested in her because it sounds to me like you've turned down the advances of multiple women, and they probably have an office pool where they bet if you're gay or not. Of course, now she's blimped up to the size of a side of a house, and I'm seeing more stories about women gaining weight and complaining about how guys aren't giving them any attention anymore. Tim Pool says that many women aren't keeping up their end of the bargain in marriage. with regards to it being a traditional arrangement. Men would agree to settle down with one woman so long as they could support her financially in exchange for access to sex and reproduction. Today, men that marry get all the traditional responsibilities, but not many of the sexy time. That guy that married the Playboy Playmate, now the size of the Playboy Mansion, might love all of her folds as he watches his marriage fold over the next 5 to 10 years. The second woman they used to work with, she left and then she got in contact with you again, because she ran out of other male prospects that were on your level of social and financial status. It reeks of desperation as she's a single mother in rehab looking for someone to help her in life. She's a single mom that looks rough, and that spells disaster for her. The men that she can attract for a relationship at this point are probably not very high quality. So she's contacting every man she knows just in case one of them had some horrible one-nighters for her that hasn't gone away yet for the last few years. This is one of women's dating strategies when desperation sets in because they believe that there are men out there that found them irresistible or were just too shy to ask them out before. If they put out that they were single and they needed a shoulder to cry on, many guys' cocks will cry for them and come running towards them. The third woman you mentioned, the first Asian one, is obviously insecure about her body, so she ended up getting those breast implants. But I don't understand that short hair on Asian women. That's a Western thing because I see most Asian women with long hair. But you also said that she's super short, so my thinking is that she comes from one of those places in Southeast Asia that are popular for island dwarfism. Maybe she's from the Philippines and is 5'0", with big hobbit feet or something like that. She too was testing the waters to see if you were interested, because she either suspected her husband was cheating and thought he wanted to leave her, which he probably did. So she probably just wanted someone else to monkey branch to. This one wasn't a single mother though, just a crazy with super short hair. So far the first woman got as fat as a house, the second one has a drug problem with the kid, and the third one has her own mental issues. The fourth woman is also a single mother but not actually hot without her makeup. But she's super sneaky, hoping that you fall in love with her before she spreads the single mother trap onto you. This one is at least smart enough to know that her sexual marketplace value is lower because of the kid. So she's not bringing it up, hoping to first make something else in your pants come up, and telling you that you have a good heart is her way of trying to lower your defenses, so you start being emotional for her. Your subconscious is ringing the alarm bells with the dream you had where she was trying to steal your engine, which is basically your ability to produce wealth and propel yourself forward in life. I'm sure that most of us have had similar experiences and situations where single mothers, fatzos with fupas, and desperate women involved in relationships with men they hated had tried to hit on us. Odds are that if you've had a girlfriend, she's either tried to monkey branch to a better man or to reconnect with an ex, and you'll never know about it. I wonder what all the guys out there that were once with these women would be thinking about if they knew all of those backdoor shenanigans. Most of us were in that situation without realizing it, and then your girlfriend would come home and kiss you after she was trying to find a better man to replace you earlier in the day, and thinking nothing of it. Gee, doesn't that sound like true love? Doesn't it? She makes you feel like you're the luckiest guy on earth. Meanwhile, that's not your face she sees on your head while she's kissing you. All the cases you mentioned, Robert, show me just how dumb women think that we are when it comes to using their sexuality to get what they want from us. If we aren't interested in them, then they might shame us and spread rumors that we're gay. Or they might feel like they are actually losing their attractiveness and that the rejection of your erection means they start having self-esteem issues. You're bruising all these women's egos by rejecting them. So they go out and look for men that are lower standard than you are, and that guy might as well be a doorstopper for a whore. A whore stopper. If you're a guy and you have crazy single mothers and unhappily married Marthas throwing themselves at you, then you as a man need to take it as a compliment and ego boost. Obviously you're not an incel because the lowest of the low still wants you. But those women are nothing special. Where are the single skinny young women without children hovering over you looking for attention in a relationship? If you're not getting those giving you attention, then why settle for a woman that's going to make your life a nightmare? But the thirst is real for most guys, and women know this, so they work their way down the line until the highest quality male that they can get will give them that relationship. Make sure to reject them, and if you do, you'll probably make some guy out there that thought he was an incel very happy for at least a short while. It's either his life that she's going to potentially destroy or your life. It's a zero-sum game. Most guys see other guys with women, and they get what I'd like to call the simp-tagent. They want that too. But what they never realize is the cost of cooch. When I coach incels over Skype, they ask me, how do you know if you're making progress in the sexual marketplace? I tell them you'll know when the ugliest women start trying to smother them. As with everything else in life, you have to work your way up from the bottom. When the nasty carps and catfish show up trying to snag you, then you know you're making that progress. You know the women that are cross-eyed and have big feet that make them look like they're wearing clown shoes when they're barefooted. You ask yourself, what did I deserve to be chased by the clown from It? Then you graduate to better-looking women that are single mothers or very badly mentally damaged. You know the type that starts fights with fire hydrants when they're drunk. If they try kicking them with their clown feet, the water starts pouring out, and there goes the neighborhood. Unfortunately for a lot of guys, they get caught by those single mothers because they're better looking than any of the women that they've been with before. But those post-wall single mothers don't want you to know that you have the advantage over them in the sexual muff marketplace. Most guys never get to the point in their lives where the normal attractive women that are highly desired ever hit on them. When I was in my late teens and early 20s, I had such women hanging around and were interested in me, and I thought there's no way that they wanted me. But looking back, it was more than obvious. On the bright side, at least I've never dated a single mother, nor would I consider it. Especially the single mothers with feet the size of Shaquille O'Neal's. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Robert for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that single mothers want you to smash their stretched out twat pockets. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the single mothers with lower value trying to get with the single and wealthy guys away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.